But overall, as we said earlier, the economy is going strong. However, the public remains largely pessimistic. And to explain the gap between public opinion and economic reality, we're joined by Julie Nieman. She's an analyst with the investment firm Smith Moore & Company in St. Louis, Missouri. And Julie Nieman, give us some evidence of this rosy economy. What's going on?
Well, the favorite expression among economists is the Goldilocks economy. We've had good jobs formation. Unemployment is still at relatively record lows. Consumer incomes are up. Everything but confidence happens to be up. The market is hitting new levels. Everything really appears to be going very well for the economy at this point.
So what are consumers basing their lack of confidence on?
Well, here's the big problem. I think it really is a confidence situation going back to 2001 when we had 9/11 and going back to 2003 when we had fraud, greed, corruption scandals one after another. Investors still have this sense of impending pain. So no matter how good the economic news comes along, they still have this sense that something is about to go wrong.
And really, for a lot of people, things have gone wrong, at least at the gas pump.
They have, but, you know, when you look at it very realistically, it's still, on an inflation-adjusted basis, isn't nearly as high as it was 20 years ago when we had real economic pain from gasoline. Right now, it's a situation of where everybody thinks that they have the right to cheap gasoline, and we don't have that anymore. And we're not going to have that for the foreseeable future because of worldwide global demand. So right now, the hue and the cry is for to get gasoline prices down, but they're not coming down. Only a recession would do that, and of course, that's kind of a draconian cure to it.
But could that explain why people are feeling pessimistic about the economy?
I think it's just one of many things, because even before we had the high gasoline prices last year, when they were relatively low, people were still kvetching about everything. We didn't have a prolonged period of economic pain, really, when you look at it from 2000 to 2003, but the bear market really created that sense. The economic decline during that period of time, it was a relatively mild recession. But there were just instances going on within the United States that really gave consumers and voters a sense of pain.
When was the last time there was good, high consumer confidence?
In the 90s, the mid to late 90s. Everything was firing on all cylinders, and optimism was unbelievably high. But even through 1999, it was always very apparent that we had a huge bubble going on within the tech area, but people were borrowing like crazy, buying stocks, and speculation really had hit the silly season. So again, perception and reality typically don't match, and that's the situation right now.
So people were feeling unnaturally confident then.
Exactly. And now that we do have a very good economic environment, they're basically ignoring it, looking for the worst side of it.
Julie Nieman is an investment analyst in St. Louis. Thank you, Julie.
You betcha.